Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, Mike Max, 3 to 6, News Talk 830 WCCO, Twins, Yankees. Tonight, Terry Steinbach will join us at the 5 o'clock hour to break it down. What's it like to play the Yankees, the damn Yankees? I was telling Benita this earlier today. Of all the things, the spectacles that I've seen in sports, one of the great nights was walking back one night from after the Twins had played the Yankees, and I was parked over by WCCO Radio. And they, at that time, they stayed. They don't anymore. They stayed next door. Maybe they do. I don't think they do. They stayed next door. And as I got closer, I'm going, holy cow, this is a crowd. I mean, they were lined up. It's 11:15 at night. It's a beautiful night in the summer, but they were lined up six deep across the street in the hotel just to watch Yankees who had come back from their game against the Twins. And now they had gone to the hotel, and now they were coming back out, getting in basically getting in cabs to go wherever they go at night, you know, probably just to get a bite to eat or something. The people were lined up just to watch, and they weren't getting autographs. They weren't allowed to get that closer security everywhere. All they could do was wave and yell, "Hey, Derek, you know, good game. You know, A-Rod over here," you know, that kind of stuff. You know, CeCe Sabathia was on that team, Robinson Cano, Nick Swisher. They had some players now, but it was movie star like when the New York Yankees came to town. Similar to that was last night. David Josephson left. This is really amazing timing. We got done with the show at whatever it is, 5:58, right before 6 o'clock. He's got a 6:15 game in St. Louis Park, and he made it. Kind of, right? You got there. You missed a half an inning.
Well, yeah, this is a common occurrence for me, Maxie, because I play softball and I get done here at six, so I make it work. So I tell everybody I'll be there 3 minutes late. This time I got there in the top of the bottom of the first inning. My team had hit, and then my team was in the field as I was walking up.
And?
Well, there was one on and one out, and I got in the game. I was playing second base.
Boom.
Ground ball to shortstop. Over to me, turn the double play. I kind of had to step through the base because it throws a little short. So you step through and then you make the throw on the inside.
You did the pivot.
I didn't do the back.
With a dead arm, dead arm meaning you hadn't warmed up.
That's the first time I touched the ball.
And you threw a bullet?
I threw it a little low. We got a good first baseman. Scoop? Just a little low.
Scooper? Hit dirt or not?
I think it did hit dirt. That one did, yeah.
So now everybody's happy. Hey, man, I'm so glad David could make the game. We got a double play. And now it gets better.
Well, yes, I missed the first inning, so I wasn't, you know, they bat me down in the lineup because
they
I'm late,
get this.
Right?
They try to push as far down the lineup as they can.
Seventh or eighth, I think, out of 10, and I get in the dugout, and they say, "All right, you're up, DJ." And I go, "Oh, okay." So, again, I touched the ball once to turn that double play, and now I'm touching the bat for the first time. Base Hit. I think that one was between the hole at third and between third and shortstop.
And you're right-handed, so it was pull pull.
Yeah, yeah, I pulled it. Yeah,
pure pull. Wow. And then you won both games. I mean, that's a pretty good night.
We did. We did. And we had a walk-off win on our second one.
Holy cow.
Which was pretty fun. So it was a very fun night of softball.
I used to play a ton. I played baseball till I was 44 years old competitively. And I played in college for 4 years, and I played amateur ball for years. But we played back in Gaylord for several of those years. Not all of them, but for the first probably. I probably drove back from the cities for 10 or 11 years to Gaylord. And so if you had a game tonight, and the game usually started at 8 during the week, 7 on Sundays, you would carpool and you would let her fly. And back then, of course, cell phones weren't part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So were always watching. First of all, you watched to see how dark it looked out west.
Yeah.
You know, is there a chance we're going to get rained out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes, depending on when the game started or what the traffic was like, you would get there in scenarios like that. You'd be changing in the back seat of the car out of my work clothes from WCCO TV in a suit and putting a baseball uniform on, getting there just in time, loosen your hamstring, try to throw two balls, and the next thing you know, you're in the lineup hitting. And I always debated whether I was – I don't know, statistically, now they'd have data and all that stuff. Was I better off doing it that way as opposed to going and taking batting practice and thinking it through? Because you don't think. You just hit. Mm-hmm. You don't have a – you're just thankful to be there. So you grab a bat and you go up there and you just – you know, it's like almost like you got nothing to lose.
Yep.
And I think there's some value in that sometimes, because you don't think, you just play.
Yeah, you probably need both, but I agree that I think I play just as good or maybe better just coming straight out of
you're
the car.
You're so worried about not making the game on time that you don't get nervous about the game.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what also I noticed last night, Maxie, is, I mean, this is just like D-League softball. It's just a bunch of guys that get to pretend we're kids again
for
a couple hours a week.
There, yeah.
But last night it was so nice that a bunch of the families and wives came, and I looked at the bench, and they're like, you know, sophisticated, grown adults that have kids and responsibilities. And I look at the field and we're just, you know, look like a bunch of, you know, we don't have uniforms. We're just a bunch of ragtag kids
that
get out
uniforms?
There. No. We just get out there and play.
You have umpires?
And, yeah, there's one umpire.
Yeah.
But I just looked at the guys. I said, you know, we look like a bunch of, you know, 12-year-olds out here just playing a game and running around and doing our, and, you know, all of your wives look, you know, like they're real adults that are productive members of society.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I know.
Thing,
I know. So anyway.
One time I was a sophomore in high school going into my junior year, and they used to have this big 4th of July tournament always in Gaylord, and a softball tournament. But I played baseball all the time. I never played softball, but every once in a while you'd play, you know, if somebody needs you. And I'm shooting baskets in my driveway. It was probably like 3rd of July, and a car pulls up, and it's Scott Bandemir and Todd Zimmerman. Now, they're about 6-7 years older than me, and they got a team together, and it is the best that Gaylord has to offer of the alumni. And we had Randy Heidemann on that team, who had played for the Minnesota Twins organization, and Wayne Dietz, who was Woodbury coach for years, and Todd Zimmerman and Scott Bandemir and Randy Gregus and Artie Gregus and all these people. Well, they're one short. And they said, get in the car. You're coming to play softball with us. Now, this was the thrill of a lifetime for me, because the big guys had come to get me from the playground and say, you know, you're going to be on our team. And they said, just get on base. We'll do the rest. And I can remember that day vividly, because we won the tournament, but I'm playing with the best. All these guys had played sports in college, and they were all 6 to 15 years older than me. And I just held them in such high esteem. And to get to play with them and contribute, it was like the thrill of a lifetime. When we come back, the Juneteenth celebration is back, and it has a couple of new variations that should make it even more fun than it's been in the past. We'll explain when we come back. Mike Maxing on WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Maxing in 3-6 for Paul and Jordana. Joining us, Tommy McBrier, community organizer in the Central Night, they call it. He's been on this show before. Jordana met him down at George Floyd Square. And he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. But they've got a new Juneteenth celebration coming up on a week from Sunday. Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It always bears repeating. Tommy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Max.
What will it be like this year, and how will it be different than years past?
Oh, man, you know, as you said it, last year was finally decorated as a holiday for African Americans. So we are going to take advantage of it, you know, by putting all different type of events going on in the city. So we wanted to focus on putting one together in South Minneapolis at the Sabathany Community Center, because of the historical black history that Sabathany holds. It's the oldest nonprofit in Minneapolis. So I wanted to bring the energy back to South Minneapolis.
When was Sabathany christened and originated?
Oh, man, it was like in 1971, I believe. It was right after Bryan High School that Prince went to. After it stopped being a school, it became a community center, and it's named Sabathany. Yeah.
And what kind of activities were you going on there?
So we were putting on the first 3-on-3 Justice basketball tournament. And so another thing, Max, is June is a gun awareness month. So we wanted to create a basketball tournament to support victims and survivors of gun violence by making this event a 3-on-3 justice, so every team will be named after a victim of gun violence. It'll keep their names going. So we're doing a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. We're gonna have bouncy houses for kids. We'll have food vendors. We'll have music. We'll have games for kids to play, and bouncy house as well. So it's going to be real nice family fun entertainment and a family fun event.
Yeah, is there a category for over 50 white guys who can't jump at 6'1" and less?
Yes, there's.
I can still shoot it now, Tommy. Don't give me time because I'll knock it down.
Yeah, there's plenty of room. We make it available for all age groups. So we're starting off at age 11 all the way to 25 plus. So eventually we'll have a 40 plus a 40
50.
Plus bracket, but right now
50.
It's going to be 25 plus.
Okay. Yeah, let me know when it gets to 50. I don't want to deal with those young 40-year-olds anymore, you know. They'll break my ankles. Tommy, what does Juneteenth feel like in Minneapolis since the death of George Floyd? How is it different?
Man, it's been different, man, because, you know, after the George Floyd, the African-American population really got hit in so many different ways. First dealing with COVID, then dealing with George. And then, like, just the realization of a lot of people came and made a lot of different motives around George Floyd. And the people that's been suffering the most is the people that actually live in Minneapolis and the people that got stuck with the trauma from George Floyd, from the uprising, from hearing flashbangs and, you know, dealing with the smoke in the air. A lot of us are dealing with a lot of trauma right now. So be able to create this event, you know, for black joy, for people just to come out and have some fun, to not to be just stuck in the trauma place. So be able to play some basketball and just be able to hear some music and be around different culture, I think it's going to be very, very important for the neighborhood. And it's very, just for the culture. Yeah, it's going to be beneficial for sure.
Tommy McBrier, community organizer, I know this sounds like a question that seems strange to some, but during those days of the riots, there was a time when I was over there in the Hiawatha area with the Native Americans that were protecting their school and their community by standing across the road. They weren't letting anybody go through because they wanted to minimize destruction. While we were standing there in South Minneapolis, you know the area as well, not far from Franklin, Cedar, Lake Street, all those areas, we heard pop, pop, pop. And I've shot a lot of guns in my life, hunting and whatnot, but it was a couple blocks away. It wasn't as if we were in grave danger, but everybody went running. And I thought, I couldn't tell the difference between that and a firecracker. But they said, no, those are gunshots. Can you discern that difference? Because there's a lot of bangs and pops in the middle of the night. Can you tell the difference?
It depends, you know. There is some fireworks that can sound like guns, you know. You got M16s, you know, that you can light, you know, for fireworks. But I'm pretty sure you can, the amount of rounds sometimes can separate if it's a fireworks or if it's real. So I say regardless, take caution, you know, if you just so you be sure, you know. I don't think nobody can specifically say like, oh, you know, those are fireworks. I think just take precaution anytime you hear anything that sounds of that nature, to be honest.
Now, tell me this straight up. How good is the food going to be?
Oh man, it's gonna be awesome, man. We got some nice local. A lot of the vendors and stuff are gonna be mostly all small businesses. So we want people to come out and support. The food's gonna be good. It's from 10 to 6 p.m. on a Sunday. It is on Father's Day, so we are actually doing a Father's Day march as well, Max. We're gonna be doing a Father's Day march that's starting at George Floyd Square on 38th Chicago, and we'll be walking down to 38th and Clinton where Sabathany is at. We created this event after George Floyd, George Floyd died in May. So we did a Father's Day march because he didn't make it to Father's Day. So we've been continuing that. So now we walk in solidarity with brothers, fathers, sons, and we walk for the fathers that couldn't make it to Father's Day, from whatever experience, from health to violence to whatever the nature is.
Yeah. Tommy, I was having a conversation recently with a leader from the African-American community, and they were talking about fatherless homes in the urban and how detrimental that is to trying to raise kids the right way. And I've always thought of that as the reason that you needed, fatherless homes versus a father in the home is you needed somebody to be at home to monitor them, to set them straight when they're at the dinner table, all those things. And he told me something that I hadn't thought of before. He said, that's only part of it. He says, mm-hmm. How do you think those kids feel when there's an event at the school and everybody else's dad is there, or most of them except their dads? How do you think mm-hmm. that makes them feel if their dad just walked out on them and they're going, why? Why wasn't that good enough? Why? I mean, that's pretty – I hadn't thought of it that way. But mm-hmm. that's layers deep, and it's a very big piece of what goes on in the urban right now, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's the urban community. That's why we do what we do. That's why I came up with this event for Father's Day, because I am one of the guys that, is a fatherless kid. I do know the benefits of not having a father, and how much that can be, traumatic on your life. A lot of different reasons, that play in a part. And another reason, this tournament is hosted by Don't Shoot Gun Shoot Hoops, Max. I am the CEO and president of my own nonprofit called Don't Shoot Gun Shoot Hoops. So, gun violence is a problem. So, you use your platform to talk about these issues. So, father households, single father households, from getting raped from the system to, being little reasons like child support that keep a father out the household. So, we want to be able to just support fathers in general, create this space, because we get attacked in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, I'm glad you're doing it. Thanks for doing it. And never forget this, Tommy, if it's the only thing you remember. If you need a guy that just wants to sit outside the three-point line, the team needs him, and he's just going to shoot it all day, give me a call, okay?
I'll keep you on speed dial, man.
Yeah. Put me in your files. I've heard that before. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it, bud. Keep up the good work.
Man, appreciate you. Thank you. And tell Jordan, I say hello, and your team at WCCO. Thank you for support.
We will, for sure. And our thoughts and prayers are all never far from Jordana, but thank you. It's raining at Rainy Lake. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? But how about this flooding problem we got going on up there in the International Falls area? We'll visit with someone who's right in the middle of it that can tell us what that means and how it affects the summer of 2022. Stay with us. Mike Max in for Paul and Jordan, WCCO. I love a rainy night, but this is ridiculous, as they say. I asked that question because, of course, if you've been paying attention at all, the governor was up there over the weekend to visit the folks in the Rainy Lake area. Joining us, Laurel Bigger, editor of the Rainy Lake Gazette.
Hi.
John Schuster, group Coldwell Banker Hotline. There we go. Laurel, how are you? Do I understand this right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Raining right now as we speak?
It is raining right now.
What did you guys do to create this?
Well, we went from drought very quickly to flood, one extreme to another.
Boy, yeah, it was great. But explain what's happened over the last month.
Well, between snow melt and frozen ground, and then huge amounts of rain that April 22nd storm, which I think hit a lot of the state. The problem is ours just kept coming. Some pretty record breaking rainfalls. We're such a huge watershed basin that, if it rains 60 miles away from us, but not here, it eventually comes to us. So, we drain from north and east for quite a ways.
So the most affected right now are who?
Cabtogama, Rainy Lake residents, Rainy River residents, the city of Rainier is a little port city. It has a rail bridge that connects it to Canada. It's not compromised yet, but it sure looks scary to have the water quite so close to that bridge. Strangely, our resorts and lodges are open and doing the best they can, feeding people, having rooms for some people. They've closed some cabins, but they do have lodges, and they're doing the best they can.
Are they able, are docks in place? Are the docks been, has it gone over and flooded the docks? Are you able to get out and fish as you normally would?
Well, just in the last few days, most of our landings have become unusable. Docks are underwater. People are walking out onto their boats and getting out. Fishing has pretty much ended, but for a few people, hardy souls out there. I think this is so historic that people want to see it.
So, obviously the industry is so contingent upon these summer months and the resorts and everything else. Now you got a bump in some respects because they shut down Canada there for a while during COVID. And I don't think many Canadians come to Minnesota to fish, but I think the Minnesotans that would have gone to Canada went to places like Rainy Lake, et cetera. So I think you've had a little bit of a boom the last couple of years, summers. Am I correct?
That's true. It was unexpected. People panicked, but it ended up working out, keeping people in the United States, over here.
And so the resort owners are reacting. How are there things that they can do? Can they become adaptable on the fly here? Is there anything they can do to offset for right now?
Right now, they're pumping basements like crazy. Wow. There's the sandbagging effort up here. You know, we have the Minnesota National Guard, I think about 100 of them right now, filling sandbags at one of our local parks. And residents and helpers and volunteers are delivering sandbags to these places, including homes, to try to build dikes, you know, or to try to stop the water from coming. Right now, the rise is just starting to slow because the lake is expanding and spreading out. It's almost unrecognizable even to people who live here when you drive out.
Is that significant, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Highway 11, the MnDOT has been building up in an emergency, you know, to try to keep this island that has another lodge and many homes still travelable by car. But number of homes have been voluntarily evacuated. We have Red Cross here set up a temporary shelter. I don't think most people are taking advantage of it yet because they have family and friends to go to. But it's pretty hard on people right now.
It is. And for people that have never had their basement flooded or flooding to their homes, I mean, that is not an easy process because you don't realize the damage that's been done. You know, I remember the first time that happened to us, you think, well, we'll just clear the carpet out. Well, you don't realize what's happened to the mold, to the, you know, pretty soon it's a major product and it's a problem and it's a major headache. And it sounds like it hasn't crested completely there. In other words, there's still homes in jeopardy and there's still people that don't know the extent of the damage.
Absolutely. This is going to be a long haul for folks. Rainy Lake's not expected to peak until mid-June and then stay, you know, up high for months and months. Right now, our sheriff just estimated that there's about 600,000 bags of sand helping to protect properties, and it probably will be a million before we're done here.
And the other problem
is, of course, that all requires cleanup. Yeah.
And when the water gets that deep, it poses other problems. As people, you know, you don't want to be accessing it. You don't know what's underneath you if it's now flooded areas that were not normally, you know, used for that. You can, there can be things underneath you that you've never experienced before. And so you really need to either stay off the water or really know what you're doing. And then the other thing is when it gets windy, the waves are that much bigger and it creates even more damage. And so this thing compounds itself, doesn't it?
It does, and that is the concern right now, even though we weren't forecast to get any rain for a few days here. If we get winds from the north, you know, because Rainy Lake, you know, we're on the south shore of Rainy Lake, that could be trouble. Right now, there's a emergency 300-foot no-wake zone on all of Rainy Lake right now in an attempt to keep any boats from causing problems, but I think that's issue's over now.
Laurel Beeger's our guest. She is the editor of the Rainy Lake Gazette. Have people come up there for specifically? They go, as long as the resort's open, maybe I can't fish, but I want to experience what it is that this flood is. Has that been part of it? Or do most people, are they refraining and just staying home?
I think people who have reservations are calling and finding out, you know, if it's open, and they're coming. You know, because they are remaining open right now. I think it is historic. It's, you know, we've surpassed our 1950 record flood. And this is all new. Every day is something new for folks. But yeah, there's a number of volunteers. We have some church groups that I'm coming from across the nation with members. Lots of volunteers coming up to help who have, you know, loved Voyageurs National Park and Rainy Lake and want to do what they can to help us.
Laurel, we appreciate it very much. Hang in there. Access us if we can be a beacon of a message at minimum for you.
Well, thank you. And thanks for asking about us. We're always glad to hear people are concerned when we've got issues up here.
That's it. We're all one in Minnesota, you know?
Stay strong.
Stay strong. Laurel, thank you so much. When we come back, how's this for, you talk about a drought and a flood. It'll be a part of this next conversation. The drought was 70 years. The flood occurred last week, and it has to do with baseball. What could that be, Max? What on earth could you be talking about? Find out when we come back. Don't forget, it's Twins Ticket Tuesday. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. Find out how you can win a six-pack of tickets to see the Minnesota Twins. Yeah, we're talking some serious material. Steinbach's going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour as well to break down the Twins and the New York Yankees. First place against first place tonight at Target Field. Joining us right now, a guy that's in first place for now, and he loves it. And the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline is Brian Kelly. His team, St. Louis Park, won the section baseball tournament and will play in the state tournament. And that's next week. What makes this not an oddity, but certainly a fun story, is that St. Louis Park has not been in the state baseball tournament for 70 years. 7-0. And they won last night to qualify, and he joins us now. Brian, thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me on.
What did you have, some crazy games with Hopkins in that tournament?
Oh, my gosh, it was crazy. Yeah, you know, the first game we played him, you know, in round three, the semifinal, you know, Hokanson just had an amazing performance to advance to the championship. And, man, we sure needed that position of needing to be beat twice, because losing a 10-inning battle game one was pretty deflating. And for the guys to come back in game two and score four on the top of the first and just take control and keep control was amazing.
I saw the video Danny Bissonnette sent me, one of your assistants, of the celebration when the game ended. And it looked like it had some oomph to it. It looked like it had some energy to it. It looked like the kids playing recognized the significance of what they had done for the school. Explain that.
Yeah, you know, it's been such a big thing, you know, the last 7 years, six seasons, because, you know, the COVID season, the last six seasons. It's been such a big thing in our community, is just to build sustained success and just have a good baseball program from top to bottom, you know, Little League, traveling, the whole baseball community. And we all knew it had been since 1952, you know, since we had made state. But we had a bracket taped up in our dugout for each playoff game, and everything was taped off except the game in front of our face. And we were just trying to stay, you know, really focused on the task at hand each game. And I was so proud of the guys for turning that page after getting beaten 10 innings with our ace on the hill.
Those can really be deflating.
Yeah, especially for a high school kid, you know. But we had some great assistant coaches that stepped up and got the guys ready to go, and the boys were so resilient. You know, we got a team full of multi-sport athletes, a bunch of football, hockey, basketball guys, a bunch of three-sport athletes. They've all just played competitively, you know, for so many years, so many levels, so many sports, that they were just ready to roll. You know, after about 15 minutes being bummed out, we let them go on their phones, chill out, you know, just kind of do their thing for about 5-10 minutes and then turn the page.
And what makes it significant, one of the reasons you see those three-sport athletes, that's how St. Louis Park has to roll. Your section, a lot of the teams that you play are filled with one-sport athletes.
Yeah, you know, we take a lot of pride in being a smaller fish in the big pond. You know, we think it's really cool that we play against all the big schools, and we also think it's really cool that we need our athletes in St. Louis Park to play multiple sports, and we take a lot of pride in that. Coaching hockey players at baseball is awesome. You know, they just, these grinders, they're on our top two hitters, you know, Ben Farley and Stanley Regenti, you know, are both football, hockey, baseball, you know, three sport athletes, and they are just tough as nails. It's, you could watch them and not know their background at all and be like, yeah, that's a hockey kid or that's a football kid. It's unbelievable.
You know, when you texted, we were texting back and forth earlier today, and you said, sorry, I didn't get back to you sooner. I've been flooded. And when you said that, I go, you live in St. Louis Park. I don't know what that means. Have you been flooded with texts and phone calls, or have you been flooded? Because St. Louis Park is the flooding headquarters of the Twin Cities right now.
Yeah. No. I'm born and raised in St. Louis Park. Moved away, lived in Arizona for 4 years, then came back and got the head coaching job at my alma mater. And, you know, this, and so I was flooded with texts and phone calls.
Okay, good.
And not water.
Did any of your kids get in on that pipe that broke and all that?
It just hit one of our assistant. It just missed one of our assistant coaches, and I don't believe any of the players got hit by it, but it was very close to a couple. So we know a few families that got hit by it. It was just brutal.
Oh, boy. So next week you go, right? And you don't know who you play yet.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think we were the first team to punch our ticket to state. So we will be just kind of checking out what's going on over the next few days. And what's really cool is it's graduation today. So our team has Yeah, our team has the day off. They'll be wearing their medals at graduation. We'll go watch, hang out at the football field. I'll walk up there. It's like 3 blocks from my house in about an hour, and just have a great night with the guys to celebrate. And then tomorrow we have our banquet, and we'll have a short practice. And then, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll get after it. And then Tuesday we'll start things up over at CHS.
Lots of fun stuff. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Brian Kelly, St. Louis Park, for the first time in 70 years, the state tournament. When we come back, Terry Steinbach breaks down the Twins and the Yankees, plus Twins Ticket Tuesday on WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.